My life before Christ. I was born and raised on the south side of Chicago until I was 12 and moved to Hammond, Indiana. My parents became believers when I was very young. Being on the south side, there were gangs, and I have like 15 aunts and uncles, some who were gang members. I'm Puerto Rican, so my family was around a lot. My dad worked really hard to get us out of the south side, so we moved to Hammond. My dad worked at Moody, started off rolling the film back on the old projector wheels back then. Then he got promoted to janitor. He was also going to school for computer-aided drafting, and then he became the CAD operator and helped with the design and construction of new buildings at Moody. My uncle went to jail, and he sold us his house. I wasn't in a gang, but I was surrounded by gangs, so it was hard. We attended Eastside Bible Church in Chicago. Right before we moved to Hammond, my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer. Sadly, it came back near her heart. She passed away at 43. I was 15 years old. When my mom passed away, my dad moved on quickly. Only a year after my mom died, my stepmom was a Jehovah's Witness. The whole family broke off ties with our family, and my sisters moved out as well. How I came to know Christ. When I was 9 years old, I came to know Christ at Eastside Bible Church. John 3:16 spoke to me about salvation. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. I am thankful God saved me. My life since I came to know Christ. When I came to know the Lord, I really enjoyed learning about the Bible. Both my parents were in charge of children's church. By the time I was 10, I read the Bible so much that I read the entire Bible. Even as a kid, I was persecuted in school for reading the Bible. They called me Bible Boy. When we moved to Hammond, a neighbor would cuss me out for going to church. That didn't discourage me. It just made me stronger in the Lord. After my mom passed, my dad remarried when I was 15. I was on my own living with friends and homeless. I wasn't safe, but the Lord took care of me. Sometimes I even had guns pointed at me. I was not always faithful to the Lord, but he was faithful to me. My dad tried to be a good example, and I had a friend's father, Mr. Lee, who gave us a place to stay and was a Christian man that really taught us how to follow Christ. My best friend Bogart's family took care of me as well. I kept growing in the Lord, and the Lord guided my path. I worked at Moody for 3 summers from the age of 14 to 16. I was on the special crew. That meant we did everything from shampooing carpets, setup and takedown, or whatever they needed. I didn't finish high school, but instead got my GED. Outside of my friends at Moody, most of my friends were unbelievers. I did witness about Jesus and salvation to my friends a lot. I was a part of the arcade scene. It was there I met a larger group of friends. Through that, Satan tried to get me back into the world. Slowly, I started falling away from the Lord, living in the world, and would get under conviction from the Holy Spirit. Then I would stay away from the world for 6 to 8 months at a time. But I wasn't mature in my faith, so I would get lured back in. My closest friends would get tired of hearing me and my confession of sin and going back and forth between Christ and the world. During this time, I met a girl who wasn't a believer. I was with her for 8 years, and I would rationalize my sin. I kept trying to get her to understand and to be saved. She would continually reject Christ. She got pregnant. She had a boy named Christian, who I thought was mine. I stayed with her because I love Christian, but we weren't married. I realized I couldn't be a faithful believer and keep resisting the Lord. We eventually broke up because the girl started using drugs and being very unstable. Even in all that, God was faithful to me. He never let me go. Like the prodigal, I came back to my Heavenly Father. He is so good. I got a job at a methadone clinic, and it was there I met my wife, Cheryl, where we both worked together. We had been friends for 7.5 years, even while I was in another relationship. Cheryl was a Christian at the time, and Christ drew us together as friends. Now that I was single, I had asked her, what would she think about dating me? Cheryl took me to a party because I had just broken up with my girlfriend, and she was a part of a Christian singles group. In return, I asked her out. She said no, but I said, I really want you to think about it and pray about it. She did, and a week later, we went out together. I had heard Cheryl was attending Robert's Row Bible Church. This was the church I attended when I was very little. What a small world. Cheryl began to understand the doctrines of grace in 2009. I started attending there at Robert's Road as well. I also realized about 4 years ago that I have never been baptized, and so I followed the Lord in believer's baptism at the time. I can honestly say that since I put my faith in Christ as a child, God has never let me go. Whom the Lord loves, he chastens. He is faithful to bring me back to him no matter what. The Bible says, though the righteous fall 7 times, they rise again. It has also says that I am predestined to conform to the image of his son. Also, he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. He is growing me every day. Even when I sometimes was straying away from the Lord in the world, there was always the love and conviction of the word. I couldn't live comfortably in my sin. I was witnessing, I was a believer, but I was immature. I was trying to live the Christian life in my own power. I was constantly dragged down until I met Cheryl. Being with another believer was refreshing. We would read the Word of God and pray together. My Confessions of Christ. As I come for membership at Living Hope, I want to confess that Jesus is my comforter, my King, my Lord, and my Savior. I want to be identified by my relationship with Christ, not as a gamer or anything else. I love Jesus. That is what I want to be known for. I'd like to close with a scripture verse that gives me great comfort. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any power, neither height nor depth, nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thank you.